Semen retention is the craziest thing I've ever done in my life. I'm currently on day 60, so I'm a little over 2 months in, and I have never experienced anything like this. Slight backup, I was addicted to PMO for quite some time, over like 8 years of like dealing with this stuff, and it was rough. Right. And it was on and off. It wasn't as bad as some other people's experience, because some people, what they'll do is they'll go into a flat line roughly about a month in, or even a couple of days in, to just getting away from pornography, getting away from masturbation. And they don't come out of those withdrawals. They don't come out of that flat line for years. Sometimes it can get really bad. Like, one of the things that semen retention as is advertised as is a cure-all, which is wrong. It doesn't cure anything. In fact, it will mold you differently, and it will somehow seemingly, you know, just make things happen. But like, they're never really like controlled. You know, they're all things that are meant for you. They're all things that are like very specific to your story and your person, because they deal with your spirit. And that's kind of a really interesting thing to think about. I don't think many people have access to this kind of opportunity, and they don't really think about these kinds of things. But on retention, it's like, at some point in time, you know, whether you make it 30 days in, a couple weeks in, but the longer you go, you will be forced to come to terms with your spirit, because it's a spiritual practice. It's like everything is changing as a result of your spirit. So you're supposed to, as a result, you're going to be looking at your spirit for guidance, because you're going to need some sort of understanding of all this. But dude, I'm just going to talk about my overall experience with it and how I'm feeling about it. It is a hard process. Like, because people kind of advertise it as a cure-all, myself included, I feel like sometimes I rely on it in some ways. Like, that if as long as I'm retained, right, good things are going to happen in my life. And it's like all good things usually always happen in my life, but never for reasons that are 100% unique to me. It's so weird that, like, when we're on retention, the good things that are happening to us are not necessarily like things that we even thought about that we needed, or things that we even thought about that were going to be good. Here's the thing, like, every day that I wake up, I've spent 60 days in this streak. I've currently been on this journey since July. So what, 4 or almost 5 months ago, I've been on this journey since July, on several different streaks, but this one is my longest, since the 1st of October. And it has made every day incredibly important. I think one of the big problems is people don't have purpose. And I didn't have purpose for a while. It was weird. Like, I never really understood what purpose was. I didn't know what my purpose was. I knew, you know, some fundamental truths about the world, and I knew that I had some goals, and I knew that, you know, who I wanted to be with and who I didn't want to be with, for like friends and romantic relationships. Like, my life followed rules and some expectations, but never like a path, never like a journey, never like a genuine purpose. Like, some people say, like, my purpose is to help people, and then they'll go into the medical field and then help people for the rest of their life as a career. And even though they may not like it at times, it's like, it's still their purpose, and it's something that they have good connection to. And it's like, I don't have that. I don't know where that is. So I didn't really understand it. Once I hopped on retention, I know my purpose. I know it, plain and simple. My purpose is to become the best man I can possibly be, to raise children, have a wife, create a family, and raise those people and be around those people to build up this world. My purpose is to use this positive energy that God has given me and spread light into each and every single situation. And it's literally what I would call being a child of God. I always thought my purpose was to kind of be a child of God. Like, since I am his son, therefore I can be great in many ways. But that's my purpose, right? And that's how you find purpose, is through a genuine journey. So while it may not be everybody's purpose, but to do what I'm doing, the light that you do receive inside of your heart from this practice makes everything in life worth living for. And it's not like, you know, a roll with the punches kind of thing, even though you do have to do that. But it's like everything's going to be taken care of as long as you just stay in the practice and stay in good faith and conscience. And you'll get far. You'll get really far. And whatever you want to do, whatever you're called to do. Every day I wake up with this weird purpose, and it's not something I actively think about. It's something rather that I already know inside my heart. So, yeah, I would say with retention, if you're looking for a purpose, you have to try. You have to give this a great try, because it will show you the beauty of what you're capable of, and that'll mean a lot to you. And man, like, I'm going through a flatline currently, and I've been going through flatlines. I went through a big flatline, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I posted a video about it, and I'm doing a lot better now from that time. But man, even like through all that suck, like the first 30 days were great, and up until, and then after about 28 days and then past that, every day is so meaningful to my journey and my like growth. Every day I wake up and I go through my day, and there is like at least 4 or 5 significant things that happen that make that day so unique to this journey that I'm on. Every day you're tested, you're urged, you're compelled, your mind is changing as well. So you have different ways to think about all these things. You are disciplined in a different way. You are going through like legitimate experiences with people that are like just weird and odd and crazy and amazing. And, you know, you're pushing yourself harder each and every single day, just a little bit harder. It's like this discipline is just building up, and it's good. It's healthy. It's natural. And it's weird because I've never experienced this before in my entire life. Like, genuinely, it feels like I'm on a path. But now, even with the mental state that I have, I look back at my life, and it's like my whole life is a story. Like, life, I really just want to hit this point home. Maybe more so on retention, but life in general for anybody is a story. It's a real story. There is someone out there that is reading your story every day, and he does not care that your story is always good. He also doesn't care that your story falls apart. Not necessarily because he's evil, but because some people's stories do fall apart, but for good reason. And usually you aren't the main character in that story. So, retention in some weird way is living a story of not only being the main character in that story, but with good faith and good help, that this retention journey is not, it's not all good. Like, this is a hard process for a lot of guys. Like, I don't think I'm experiencing the weight that some guys have experienced. But since it's a hard process, there's something beautiful about that. But we can't see the beauty unless we don't go directly through it, right? If we have to go through it to see the beauty, because we have to see it come out on the other side. But there's this like strong belief inside my heart that if I were to, that when I went through that darkness, that flat line, that rough spot, there was going to be some beauty on the other side. And I never knew what it would be. I just knew it would be all good. And that was because of God. Like, I used to live a story. The life that I lived before this in a release state was a story. And it adds to this story as well. Like, I lived a story of a man who was failing at life, and the main character in his life was the addictions that he was consuming. Those were really the main characters. Those were the inhibitors, if you will. And now my story is starting in a different page, a different chapter. Like, something big is coming, and I'm like going through the trenches of trying to figure out how to get there. It's the start of something big. Like, life is a story, man, and your story is meant to be amazing. And the way you make it amazing is by doing amazing things. And retention is just taking what God has given you and using your full capacity to control it and do those amazing things. No one told you that this was essential, but now that you know, try. Try like hell. Like, see, most people think that if they get on retention, they think that the significance of their life before is no longer their story. Like, they start, I've fallen into this trap too. Like, you start to think like, oh, as soon as I hop on retention, like, let's say I get 60 days in, I'm just going to start manifesting like money. It's like, well, I'm just going to start, you know, working on something crazy. It's like, you really need to deal with like the things that you've accumulated throughout your past. If you have trauma from past circumstances, that trauma's got to be dealt with before you can really experience the full great gift of this journey. And you may experience trauma for a long, long time, years even, in this process. I don't know. I haven't been through it for years. But regardless, like, the pitfalls are not something to be afraid of, right? They're not something to even discredit as nonsense. If anything, they're the only thing that keeps this challenge meaningful. Like, the meaning is hidden in the suck. The meaning of your story is hidden in all the destruction that you've experienced in your life. Not in the goodness. If it was all good, then there's no meaning. There's no antagonist. You're just, there's nobody to, you know, make your story interesting. And I'm going to tell you, there is somebody out there who is reading it and writing it every single day. You're writing it with your actions, but someone who's writing it down on paper somewhere in heaven, probably. And he wants that story to be something that is so worth telling that nobody can say that that story was not meaningful. That's what he wants. And that's what you get on retention. It's not always great, but it is always meaningful. And I also think that, like, life, like, since it is a story and we have this like good and evil thing, like, oftentimes people get caught up in retention. This is just kind of like a side note. They get caught up in retention of evil as, you know, having some sort of power. Like, here's the thing. Like, if we can take good and evil in this practice, like, good following retention, evil going back into PMO. It's like, here's the thing, man. And this is probably easier said than done for someone who's in retention and has gone through multiple relapses and gone through, you know, lots of spiritual warfare with this and, you know, is currently being purified in many ways through the process. But regardless, people think that the evil of PMO, those emotional change, those sexual change that are attached to their spirit, actually have power. You're saying like, oh, I'm resisting urges. It's like you're not resisting. Stop resisting urges. Like, you don't need to think about it as resistance. There is no power there. You have to realize that you're smarter than this. Like, you can't resist this thing. It's an energy. It's something that acts on a spiritual level. You don't just resist it. You don't just fight back against it. What you do is you change it. Like, you take what it's throwing at you, right? And you just like morph it into something else and let it keep flowing. Like, here's the thing. Like, if you're sitting in your bed, you know, day 2, 3, 7, whatever, or like you're struggling with relapses, or you're struggling to even start, it's like, stop thinking about resisting the urge. In fact, what you need to do is you just need to stop moving. You just need to surf the urge. That's a big one. But like, your number one priority should be that evil has no hold over me. So whatever it throws at me, I'm not going to act on it, right? So when those urges come, they're not like, they are real, but they're not like significant. And the more that you get into that mindset of like saying like, oh, this is just another test, just another test, just another test. And, you know, sometimes we implement processes. Like, if you get an urge, go out and go on a walk. For me, it's like, go and, you know, write in my journal, or go and create a song on my guitar, or like, you know, just whatever is causing that urge, just shut it down and the urge will go away eventually. And it's like, it does. It takes like a couple minutes. Sometimes we put so much weight on ourselves and so much weight on this evil that when it comes into full scope in our minds, we can't help but like say that it has to have some sort of power. It's like if you saw something scary in the dark, it's like, well, do you, like, if you're seeing demons, like the monks that see demons, you know, even around their monasteries, they don't go up and just like start, you know, screaming at them, or like, they're not reactive. They know that there's no hold, right? So they just keep on going about their business. The urge may come, the fear may come, but it does not enter their minds as any powerful place. But life itself is meant to be lived in the physical, through the spiritual, for the pursuit of writing this story. And this story needs to be played out each and every day with full 100% faith. The faith of a man that grows exponentially is the faith of a man's life that stays constant throughout each and every moment. That if your faith grows, then your faith is actually there. If your faith is not growing, then you have none. Because the faith of a man has to be continuously pursued. When we put more and more and more faith, that's how we know that we're on the right path. But if faith is lacking and stagnant and not moving, and that means we're already moving backwards. Retention is a process that is constantly moving you forward. And the biggest thing is, like, each and every single day, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're going to the gym, you're doing your meditation, you're doing your cold showers, whatever. You're combating urges. Maybe you're getting over a flat line. Maybe you're going into... you know, you feel very calm for a couple days. You're getting a good streak. Maybe you're doing something great in your career. Regardless, whatever it is, man, you have to be moving forward and progressing through those things. This is a process that builds. And there is so much to be built if you have not done it. If you have not done this process, there is a wall. There is a city that needs to be built, that is desperate to be built and has to be fortified. Not only does it have to be built up in scaffolding, it has to be covered in stone, man. There's more to this. Like, there's layers to this stuff, and it takes years, man. It can take years. It can take, you know, it could take a long time to build this fortress. In fact, your whole life is a story that's waiting to be built. But you drain yourself of the capacity to make it amazing and beautiful when you take this life that God has given you in your balls and just throw it around, man. There's more to this story that we really have not seen because of the carelessness of our ancestors and the lack of religious teaching in the world today. Do you understand the men out there that are struggling with the same problems you're dealing with and will never hear the words that are coming out of my mouth enter their ears until the day that they die? No one will ever tell them about the significance of their actions. They have to learn it on their own, or else they will not hear it. Guidance is lacking in this world, and you are listening to it right now, and this is the moment where you need to make an absolute change. There's more beautiful things on the other side of this process that you just cannot see. You can't see it, okay? And I'm sorry. I wish I could explain it to you and tell you each and every day and how it would play out, but that is for you to go through. But there is a city that needs that process to be built. It's inside your heart, and it's stammering with people. And they just want that scaffolding to go up. And once you have those first bricks laid down, dude, there is significance in that. It's felt. It's real. And then you have momentum. And that's like the first, you know, like 10 to 20 to 30 days, you know. That's like that first spark, you know. But after you keep going, it just gets better and better and better. It's a slow burn, but it just gets better. Like, that's a big thing. Like, every day, this your life is a story. And even though it may not seem significant in each and every moment, when you look back on it, you're going to think to yourself, holy, oh my goodness. Like, I think back, like, I'm 60 days in. I think back and look at my journal entries from day 20. Dog, I am not the same man. Are you kidding me? Like, there's so much that's changed inside of me. Like, who am I really? And that's a beautiful thing. And it's because this city inside my heart, man, it's being built for the first time. I didn't orchestrate it. I wasn't the architect, man. I wasn't. The architect is above me, man. But this city in my heart is being built, and it was always meant to be there. God said you were destined for it, man. And it's gone if you're drained. It's not there. But we must build it. We have to. And if we build it, right, everything, I'm telling you, man, everything that you're hoping for in your person, in your life, in your ways in which you wish you, in the ways in which you wish you were, are all on their way, right? Whether they not may not be there in the moment, their manifestation is coming through your desire. Their manifestation is coming through your motivation, through the days that you have retained, through your spiritual development, your desires of your heart, the beauty that is inside you that creates who you actually are, is there for a reason. And all of those things that are churning inside this heart, or inside this heart and inside this mind, coincide with what you are to experience on this journey. And everything, you're going to realize, you make it to 60 days, everything that you've been hoping for and dreaming for has significance, and you'll know why. You're going to know why. It may not always be pretty. It may not always be great. It may not always be worth it. And it may not always be perceived to be fun or whatever. Who knows? You're not going to be talking like this sort of motivational talk that I'm speaking all the time. You're not going to be sitting, you know, or waking up in the morning feeling great all the time. You're not going to be going to the gym, come out of there and say, wow, that was a good workout, all the time. But on retention, most of the time you will. On retention, you will see that. There's beauty in this practice, and I really want every man to see that. Every man is destined for this journey. Every man. They just haven't heard about it yet. They don't know its significance. That is my goal of this channel. And if you like that goal, and if you want to see more from this channel, subscribe. Because most of the people who watch this don't sub. And that's unfortunate, because I know that most, if you just subbed, even if you don't watch the videos all the time, man, you're spreading beautiful, beautiful content to men who truly need it. I mean, think of a dude who has not heard this, listening to this video and saying to himself, wow, I should actually give that a try. Or just hearing the words If he hears the words, he'll see the correlation, then maybe one day try it. So add a subscriber to that count so I can please keep making vids for these dudes, because all of them, I'm telling you, man, these guys need true inspiration and they need true connection. And they get that through these videos. I can see it. I've seen it in the comments. Second thing, if you like the video, like it, because do that. That's great. If you dislike the video, I don't care, man. Dislike it. Whatever. Whatever you feel. If you have a specific question or a specific comment you want to leave, go down the comments. Leave it. I respond to all of the comments. Maybe not directly, but I always like all of the comments. So I'm either reading them or responding to them directly. So if you have a question, I will respond. If you have a video idea, leave that down in the comments. There's two video ideas that were left in the past three videos. I think my last video, someone left a video idea, and I'm going to go over that. It's talking about the pursuit of purpose. And I know I talked a lot about that in this video, but I'm going to do a specific video directed towards purpose. So there's a lot that is in store for this channel. I appreciate all you guys for watching, and thank you for your time. Have a good day, stay retained, and do the best you possibly can each and every single hour, waking moment of your life, because it's good for your soul, and nobody asked you to do it.